Okay, we're continuing on. We're four lines from the bottom of the Amud, five words from the end of the line, Meisvei. The Gemara before taught us that if you forgot the daven Shemoneh Esrei, you can make it up at the next tefillah. We now challenge that from the following Braisa. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. The Pasuk in Koheles teaches us, Me'uvas la'yuchal liskoin v'chisaron la'yuchal li'manos. A twisted thing cannot be made straight, and that which is missing cannot be numbered. The Braisa explains the first part of the pasuk. Me'uvas la'yuchal liskoin. A twisted thing cannot be made straight. Ze shebitel kriyas shma shel arvis or kriyas shma shel shacharis. It's referring to one who forgot to say shema at night or by day. Or tefillah shel arvis or tefillah shel shacharis. Or it's referring to someone who forgot to daven Shema Nasre at night or by day. And the pasuk refers to that as something which cannot be made straight. You can't make it up. Second part of the pasuk, V'chisaron la'yuchal yimanos, and that which is missing cannot be numbered. Zeh she'nimnu chaveroi l'dvar mitzvah. This refers to somebody that has friends that are going to do a mitzvah, v'loi nimna imohem, and he doesn't go with them. The pasuk says that you can't make up that lost reward that they're going to be getting. You will never get it. The question is obvious. In this brisa, it's interpreting the pasuk to teach you that you cannot make up a lost Shemoneh Esrei. Whereas in our Gemara, we said you can. The answer is, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yitzchak said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Hachav Mayaskinan. In this brisa, what is it discussing? Shebitel b'mezid. On purpose you didn't daven Shemoneh Esrei. That's where you can't make it up. But of course, if you forgot to daven Shemoneh Esrei, you could make it up. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Dekanami, the Braisa itself, indicates that it's talking about someone who did it on purpose. Dekatani Bitel. It says the word Bitel. Not Velokatani Ta. It doesn't use the word Ta, which we used earlier, which means a mistake. Shmamina, from here we learn that you did it on purpose. Bitel means knowingly and willingly you didn't daven Shemoneh Esrei. There, in fact, you can't make it up. Okay, we turn now to Chavav Amud Beis, and we'll do the top 10 lines or so. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, Ta v'lo yispal mincha be'erev Shabbos, one who forgot to daven mincha. On a erev Shabbos, mispalel b'leil Shabbos shtayim. On Shabbos, the Ma'ariv of Friday night, you daven two times a Shabbos davening to make up for your Erev Shabbos Mincha. Same thing at the end of Shabbos. Ta v'lo yispalel mincha b'Shabbos. If he mistakenly forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos, mispalel b'motzei Shabbos shtayim shalchol. You'll daven two times on motzei Shabbos, a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Now the Braisa explains which one of these two Shemoneh Esreis should you add the Atachen Antanu, the Havdalah, which we put into the bracha of Chaynen Hadas. The Braisa says, Mavdil Birishoina, you put in the Atachen Antanu in the first one, the Eina Mavdil Bishniya, and you do not say it in the second one. However, if you messed it up, V'im Hivdil Bishniya, the Lo Yivdil Birishoina, if I mistake, you added the Havdalah, the Atachen Antanu, to the second one, but the first one you did not add the Atachen Antanu, Hashniya, the Shniya Al Saloi, the second monastery counts, the first one does not count. You have to do it all over again, seemingly. The Gemara asks, Lememra, do you mean to tell us, the Kivan de loy avdol b'kamaisa, since you forgot to say Havdalah in the first Shemoneh Esrei, command the loy talidami? It's as if you didn't daven at all, umhadrina lay, and you have to go back and daven again? Why would forgetting Atachen Antanu make the davening worthless? Or a minu, I'll ask you a contradiction. We see in the following braisa that Atachen Antanu does not ruin the Shemoneh Esrei. Only other things ruin Shemoneh Esrei. For example, ta, if somebody made a mistake, v'lo hizkir gvuras kishamim, he forgot to say moirid hageshem b'tchias ha-mesim in the bracha of mechaya ha-mesim, or u'she'ela b'berachas ha-shanim, he forgot to say b'sein talamata levracha in the bracha of baruch aleinu. Those mistakes require machzir and oisai. You go back and daven again. The Braisa continues, Havdalah, if you forgot to say Atachen Antanu, b'chayin hadas, in the bracha of chayin hadas. Ein machzeir naisa. You do not have to daven again. Mipnei sheyachal la'imra, because you can say it al hakais. You can say it on a cup of wine, as we all do after we come home from Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos davening. We make Abdullah at home. You see in this brisa that you do not go back again if you forgot atachanan tanu. So why did we say earlier that if you forgot to mention atachanan tanu in your first of your two Ma'ariv Shmonesres, it doesn't count? And the Gemara says, Kasha. In fact, this is a Kasha. We don't have an answer. But as I mentioned yesterday, it doesn't say Tiyufta. It doesn't say that we're going to reject this Brisa. And in fact, we keep the Brisa. The question is a question, but the Rishonim do offer answers to this question. Okay, we'll stop here.